It's minus 20 degrees in the Italian Alps, and an extraordinary adventure is about to begin. This wolf has led her family through 10 treacherous winters. This is the toughest time. Food is scarce. Tension runs high in the pack.
Two snarling wolves rise up on their hind legs as they scrap.
She-Wolf is the mother of them all. But this year, in order to survive, she must leave them and set out on a journey in search of a new home, alone. She'll endure blizzards and biting winds. On the way, she'll give birth to 6 pups. She will need to find food and protect her new family.
A bear feeding on a carcass swipes at her.
Fleeing predators and hunters, she will be forced into unknown and hostile territories. This will be the greatest challenge of her life. This is the dramatized story of an extraordinary wolf.
The Snow Wolf, A Winter's Tale, narrated by Amelia Fox. Clouds swirling around jagged peaks.
The Dolomites, the strangest peaks in the Alps. Once a coral reef, these mountains were forced out of the sea millions of years ago.
A bird of prey flying close to a snow-flecked rock face, then a forested slope of slender bare trees.
Winter is almost over. There's barely anything to eat. The animals are tired, weak, and desperate for food.
A deer foraging amongst the trees.
For all who live here, this is the hardest time of the year.
She-Wolf lifts her head.
She-Wolf is preparing for a hunt.
She's watching the deer moving amongst the trees, its nose close to the snow-covered ground.
But she is not alone. Her pack is all around her.
One peers out from behind a tree. The deer stops foraging for a moment and looks around, sensing danger. Another wolf has appeared at She-Wolf's side.
By her side is the alpha male, and together they are in charge. This young deer isn't going to be easy prey, but she has a plan.
The deer begins to head off at a pace, taking prancing steps on its slender legs.
On her signal, the action begins.
The pack sets off in pursuit. The deer has broken into a gallop.
Instinctively, this young deer knows what to do. It's in his genes.
The pack has spread out through the trees and is gaining on the deer as it heads down a slope. An overhead view of the chase.
He knows just the trick to outsmart them.
A wolf kicks up a shower of snow as it leaps over a tree branch.
He leads the pack right into the center of his herd.
The herd flees as one, stampeding up a slope.
It's exactly what She-Wolf had planned.
The herd races into a canopy of pines.
Now she can pick off the easiest prey. A sick deer. sacrificing his own, this deer will survive.
The pursued deer trots away alone.
During winter, deer gather in large herds. More ears to hear any dangers, more eyes to see them coming. Against the cold, they huddle together and lower their heart rate, sparing energy, the key to survival in these glacial conditions. The wolves' teamwork and tactics have paid off. Their first meal in weeks. Tantalized by the promise of food, the eldest offspring tests the boundaries of the pack's hierarchy. Challenging his father, the alpha male.
The alpha male's snarling reproach makes its offspring cower.
He must follow the rules. The alpha couple eat before their cubs.
The cub sneaks towards the carcass they're feeding on and is seen off again. Nose to nose, alpha male throws its offspring an intimidating look. After yet another warning, the cub keeps its distance.
He will have to wait for his turn.
Alpha male and she-wolf tear at the deer's flesh with their teeth.
In these mountains, wolves have only one challenger. Brown bears.
Alpha male bares its teeth.
This one has just woken from a long sleep and hasn't eaten for months.
The bear lumbers towards the wolf's kill.
The alpha male knows he will never beat a bear of his size.
The bear ignores the alpha male's efforts to scare him off. Then they each try to claim the carcass as their own, playing tug of war with it. The wolf is no match for the much larger bear.
Normally, he would have retreated by now. But today, with tension in the ranks of the pack, he must reassert his authority and show that he is still in charge.
Alpha male circles the bear, who's standing over the carcass.
Harassing the bear to stop him eating, the wolf hounds him from every angle and tries to wear him down.
Alpha male prowls up and down, watching as the bear rolls on the carcass.
But the bear is not afraid. He is the strongest, and he knows it.
Alpha male's growling does little to unsettle the bear, which continues to rub its scent over the carcass's exposed flesh. She-wolf watches from a distance as alpha male continues to harass the bear, nipping at the carcass where it can. It snaps at the bear's snout, and the bear responds with a mighty swipe with a paw that leaves alpha male writhing on the ground, the snout stained red with its blood.
Severely wounded, he's no longer able to lead. It's a critical moment. The pack needs a new leader. Immediately, all eyes turn to the eldest son. The pack submits to a new chief. She-wolf stays with her partner.
While the pack runs off.
Loyal to the end, wolves pair for life.
She-Wolf licks Alpha Male's blood-stained fur.
Their bond is one of the strongest in the animal kingdom.
Alpha Male shifts his body a little, then lies on his side. She-Wolf lies alongside and fixes him with her amber eyes. The sun cresting a mountain ridge, then roiling dark clouds around snow-tipped peaks. It's snowing in the forest. She-Wolf lies with her head resting on Alpha Male's body.
The Alpha Male has succumbed to his wounds. She-Wolf must now find it within herself to leave his side. She can't go back to her own pack. Her place has already been taken by one of her daughters, who will instantly come into heat and give birth to a litter of her own. Ensuring the success of the pack's future.
A black bird perches on a dead branch, and She-Wolf eyes two others that appear to be waiting nearby as she guards Alpha Male's body. One tips its head to the side. She-Wolf remains vigilant.
If she stays, she will have to fight her own daughter.
She stares at Alpha Male's body.
She must leave.
Setting off through the snow-carpeted forest, she stops when something catches her attention. It's a herd of deer, some of which appear to spot her at a distance as they tread slowly through the trees.
But she's not really on her own. In just a few weeks, she will bring another litter of cubs into the world.
She continues on her way.
In wolf society, only the alpha female can reproduce. Her cubs would almost certainly be killed at birth.
Crossing a vast mountain slope.
Her instinct is telling her to leave the mountains where she has always lived, to go as far away as possible.
The snow takes on a lilac hue in the long shadows of early evening.
To find a new home for her and her family.
She climbs up to a rocky summit and settles there in the dying rays of the sun.
What lies beyond these mountains, she has yet to find out.
Her eyes closed, she curls up for the night, and darkness falls across the surrounding valleys. In time-lapse, a starry night becomes a clear dawn. She-Wolf is on the move, leaving a trail of footprints in a mountainside's virgin snow.
Heading north, She-Wolf travels along the top of the mountain ridge. Staying high to avoid encounters with other wolves.
Snow on dark, craggy peaks creates a mottled effect.
Travelling up to 40 miles a day. With only 3 weeks until she will give birth.
A pale orange line traces a route on a map of the Alps.
Leaving the Dolomites near Brunico, it's the end of March when she enters Austria. In a matter of days, she crosses several mountain ranges and rivers before heading towards the Tyrol region in western Austria. Bracing the elements in this vast wilderness, She-Wolf is followed by many eyes. She has a shadow. A bearded vulture is her travelling companion.
The hook-beaked bird of prey soars effortlessly across a clear blue sky.
They too are returning to the Alps after more than a century of absence.
She-Wolf watches it settle on a rocky perch with mountain peaks rising in the background. She's only a short distance away from it. The bird focuses its beady eyes on her. Flapping its huge wings, it suddenly takes flight. A vulture's eye view of mountains and valleys stretching to the distant horizon.
Feared and hunted to extinction, bearded vultures were reintroduced 20 years ago. Their numbers are now slowly increasing. This male is 6 years old. He was born in the mountain of Mont Blanc, but left when he was very young. He flies thousands of kilometers each year, looking for travelers to stalk for days on end. Wolves are a vulture's favorite companion. They offer the most bounty in a barren landscape. But he is not waiting for She-Wolf to perish. He has other dietary requirements. It's been 5 days since She-Wolf fled her pack. In western Austria, she battles the worst of the mountains. Winds reach up to 80 miles per hour with a chill of minus 30 degrees.
Birds in flight, battling against a blizzard.
A few hours of conditions like this can be lethal. Without her pack, She-Wolf could be buried in the snow. She must keep on moving.
The vulture feeding on the carcass of a small mammal.
With her thick coat, she is able to withstand temperatures of minus 50 degrees Celsius.
Mountain goats sheltering on a ledge. The snowstorm leaves a white dusting on the branches of trees. A grey and white bird pops its head up through deep snow. She-Wolf is curled up, her eyes scanning her surroundings. A small bird flies up to join others in a tree.
During the storm, piles of snow have built up, and the slightest tremor can make them fall.
A goat and an alpine hare run for cover as snow cascades down a rock face. An avalanche resembles a billowing white cloud as it gathers momentum. Two goats scamper frantically through deep snow to get out of its path. At the bottom of a mountain, the avalanche explodes into a giant white mantle that rises up and appears to consume the lower reaches of a pine-clad slope. A goat carcass.
Starving mountain residents are quick to find the spoils.
She-Wolf sniffs the animal's flesh-stripped ribs, then nibbles at them.
Including the bearded vulture. His perseverance has paid off. He is not competing for the same meal as She-Wolf.
The vulture's settled on a rock beside the carcass and is watching She-Wolf tear the remaining scraps of flesh from its bones.
He patiently waits for just a moment longer, until she has had enough.
Sated, She-Wolf looks up at the vulture, then heads off. The vulture spreads its wings and drops down onto the ground beside the carcass.
He is not like other vultures. His diet does not contain flesh or skin. He has his own special recipe. First, he breaks the carcass into smaller pieces. Then, he takes the chosen morsel 50 meters up in the air. Next, he drops it carefully on the rocks. Et voila! Dinner is served. Broken bones are all the bearded vulture desires.
He gulps down the bones, each as long as his leg.
His stomach contains the most powerful digestive acid in the world. And he makes a light meal of what others discard.
Flying past a snow-streaked rock face with a mountain range spread out beyond.
She-Wolf has just weeks to go before giving birth. Driven by her determination to find a safe home, she keeps on moving 50 to 60 kilometers a day, crossing Austria from east to west. Across the Zillertal in the Tyrol, she enters Switzerland through the canton of Grisson and St. Gotthard and Monte Rosa. She skirts the imposing Matterhorn. In only a few weeks, she has covered nearly 1,000 kilometers. She is now in the Mont Blanc Massif, the highest mountain range in the Alps. She is tired and weakened by her travels. She must find a place to rest. The season is changing. The days are getting longer. The temperature is slowly rising.
Melting snow.
Spring has arrived.
A water droplet falls from the tip of an icicle. Sun-dappled, flowing water, then a waterfall gushing down a mountainside. An otter propels its sleek body underwater, following a mountain stream as it follows a downward rocky course.
For nature, this is the busiest time of the year. A race against the clock has begun. It's a short season to find a mate, give birth, and raise the next generation. With only days to go, She-Wolf has to find the perfect den, warm, dry, and close to fresh water. She must be away from predators.
A hollow beneath a fallen mossy log.
This is the perfect spot.
Dark clouds blot out the sun. Lightning flashes spark across a lumpy quilt of black cloud, casting tree stumps into silhouette in the forest. Cubs feeding on their mother's teats.
Overnight, she has given birth. A litter of 6 cubs, 4 males and 2 females.
She-Wolf lies quietly while her offspring gorge themselves.
She cannot leave them alone. Many predators roam these mountains. Foxes, crows, martens, wild boar.
Moving through undergrowth. She-wolf lifts her head and climbs a little way out of her den to sniff the air. Hidden in undergrowth, a large, stripy-faced cat is watching her.
A lynx has found the wolf's den. She-wolf can sense the lynx, but she can't see her.
A cub yawns, and She-Wolf licks its face.
Perfectly camouflaged, the lynx can stay still for hours. She'll wait for She-Wolf to leave. With six mouths to feed, She-Wolf needs to go out and find food for herself.
A cub rests its head on the soft, downy fur of a sibling.
All she has eaten is grass and earthworms.
The lynx crouching low beneath pine branches, then She-Wolf lying with her cubs.
If she was with her pack, she could leave her cubs safe with the other females who would protect and nurse them for her.
One of the tiny cubs has ventured out alone.
In every litter, there is always an adventurer, more daring than the others, more likely to get into trouble.
Having spotted it, the lynx licks its lips as the cub yawns. She-wolf leaves the den when she hears its cry. The lynx is watching her, and she appears to see it. She-wolf goes to her cub and sniffs it, while the lynx creeps slowly out of its hiding place, revealing its spotted body.
The lynx has given up for the day, but could be back at any time. She-wolf knows she is trapped. She won't have a decent meal for a while.
One of She-wolf's cubs rolling around in the dirt, then the lynx returning to her own litter.
The lynx too has hungry cubs of her own to feed. Like all mothers at this time, she needs to feed and protect her own young.
A wolf cub taking tentative steps, and a lynx cub snuggled against its mother. Sitting between She-Wolf's front legs, a cub rubs its head against its mother's chin. An alpine stream following a path through a deep valley. The lower slopes to either side snow-free and cloaked in yellow and green vegetation. She-wolf's leading her cubs through the landscape.
The cubs are now 8 weeks old and still dependent on their mother for milk and food. She is weaning them now, so the demands for hunting are greater. Leaving the den, they are exploring the world around them. The little adventurer is still the boldest of the pack. Led by his curiosity, he wanders off without any warning. The cub's hunting instincts are still untapped.
From a high vantage point, it takes a keen interest in potential prey on a patch of snow far below.
They will not learn to hunt as a pack, until they are nearly a year old. Now they learn the skills by playing together.
Descending below a cloud bank, then the cubs bounding through a wildflower meadow. One watches a butterfly flitting between the flowers.
Adventurer is off exploring again.
Following the butterfly, he trots through tall grasses until he eventually encounters a small wild pig.
Learning the difference between friend and foe.
The two animals eye each other, but when the cub gets too close, the pig warns it off. The cub returns to its mother's side, then follows her into some trees. Adventurer stops in the forest to observe a black bird with white flecks eating from a small hoard of nuts. It picks one up in its beak and flies off. A void beneath a large rock.
She-wolf has found a new den, but food is still scarce.
The cubs feed hungrily from their mother's teats.
This is the most difficult time for the family. Six mouths to feed, and not enough milk. They are starving. The more they need, the less she can provide. They lick her mouth, begging for her to regurgitate her last meal. But her stomach is empty. She needs a new plan. There is one option that could solve She-Wolf's problems. Sheep. They're easier to catch. But if she wants to eat them, she will come face to face with an unlikely adversary.
A man standing atop a grassy vantage point.
This man has decided to defend his sheep himself.
Boots slipping on a steep slope of loose white rocks. Then surrounded by a number of sheepdogs, the grey-bearded man performing some stretches. Wearing a beanie hat and carrying a backpack, he scans the surrounding mountains through binoculars.
His name is Matthias Cornelli. And this year, Matthias has agreed to take a flock into the most fertile summer pastures in the Alps. Vercors. But this lush meadow is notorious wolf territory. About 35 sheep were killed here last season.
Matthias feeding sheep by hand.
And this year, local farmers have entrusted Matthias with a record 650 sheep to care for. The sheep have spent the winter sheltered in pens, but now they need to eat the soft, tender grass on the top pastures to fatten up. Matthias's mission is to take them up the mountain and protect them all for 2 months. And to return at the end of the summer with all the sheep. Something no shepherd has managed here for 20 years. Because the wolves are back. For She-Wolf, one sheep would feed her cubs for a week. But catching them is not easy.
She-Wolf observing the large flock of sheep at dusk. Then in daylight, Matthias leading his charges across a scree slope.
The high plateau of Vercors, between the mountain ranges of Aubieu and Develuy. Matthias is heading for the pastures just beyond. To accompany him on his mission, he has two trusted teams he has personally selected and trained himself.
Two small grey-black dogs.
The first team are herding dogs, light and fast. The second are guard dogs. They are heavy and powerful. Raga is a female boson. She is the most active. She spends her time looking out for sheep that stray from the flock.
Matthias looking up and shielding his eyes from the sun. Then Raga licking his face.
And she does it all to please Matthias. Leo is a little Pyrenean shepherd, fast and quick, with the heart of a lion. He doesn't cover as much ground as Raga, but they can count on his vigilance at all times. He doesn't miss a thing. The elderly Kai is retired. She doesn't work anymore, but she is integral to the team spirit. Soon she won't be able to make the journey up into the mountains. Today, Matthias is leading his flock onto the most dangerous ground, where the highest number of attacks have taken place. Locals name this the Valley of Peril. They must be vigilant.
Matthias and his dog team carefully scan the valley. Then Matthias sets them barking with a howl.
They make their presence known from the moment they arrive. We are here, and we are not afraid.
Down in the valley, She-Wolf sits listening to the commotion. Matthias and his dogs begin to herd the sheep down into the forested valley. They pause on a grassy hillside, alert to any danger.
The guard dogs take their positions. They know that in this valley, a wolf attack is imminent. Thor takes the high ground. He watches everything, smells everything, and hears everything. Rhea goes into the middle of the flock. She is particularly attached to the sheep and mothers them as if they were her own cubs. Maura takes care of the outer edges. Sometimes she ventures far from the flock to leave her scent and challenge any wolf that gets too close. And Mastin, the young Melossa, patrols the perimeter of the flock, often in the forest, out of the shepherd's sight.
Ever vigilant, Matthias descends towards the herd.
The sheep are on edge. They can smell the wolf. They don't know where she is, but they know she is here.
The herd moves on.
She watches her prey closely, poised and ready to attack on her own. The smell of the sheep increases her hunger.
Matthias patrols the outer edges of the sheep, keeping a sharp lookout. The herd pauses for a moment, then, hearing a noise, they all raise their heads. The dogs have also heard the sound. Thor and Maura begin to bark. The other dogs join in, and the herd heads off in a slightly panicked rush. Thor and Maura watch the tree line. She-Wolf studies them from her hiding place, then stealthily moves away.
She-Wolf isn't looking for a fight. She prefers to find food without running into trouble. If the dogs hold their ground, she will go elsewhere.
From Mastin, keeping tabs on the sheep, to Matthias shouting down into the valley.
Whoa!
Matthias gives Mastin's mouth an affectionate rub.
Matthias and his dogs guard the flock together, and they protect each other. They act instinctively.
He pets his dogs one at a time.
This is Matthias's pack.
Thor nuzzles into him. Then they sit looking down into the valley.
For nearly 10 years, he has looked after 15,000 sheep and only lost 3 of them to wolves. He is neither for nor against the wolves returning to these hills. For him, all life in these mountains is sacred.
The cubs lie huddled together, sleeping at the mouth of a small cave. Not far away, a solitary rabbit on moss-covered ground. The rabbit sits and rubs its face with its paws. Awake now, one of the cubs ventures away from the others.
At 10 weeks, the adventurer is still the most active of the pack.
The rabbit runs off, and the cub hurries after it. The young wolf stops to observe a bird feeding chicks through a hole in a tree trunk. Then he moves on.
He can smell something of interest.
Sniffing at the ground, he soon finds a bone.
An ibex bone. All for himself.
His fellow cubs arrive, and soon they're all tussling for the bone.
Relationships are forged during play. Personalities emerge. There are leaders, there are followers. Those that give up easily, and some that never let go.
No less than 5 wolf cubs take hold of the bone in their mouths, and a tug of war begins. The mother wolf arrives on the scene, and she's set upon by the playful cubs. She gives one boisterous youngster a bad-tempered nip. She heads off into the forest, and the cubs go after her. One of them dawdles for a bit, but soon runs off to join the pack.
Determined to find new territory, safe and full of food, the pack continue their journey. She puts good distance between herself and Matthias's dogs and crosses the Vercors, the Chartreuse Massif, and reaches the Tarentaise. On unknown ground, she picks up a recognizable scent. It is not a welcoming smell. It is danger. She is entering another wolf's territory.
The wolves have stopped to drink from a pool of water. Hearing the howls, She-Wolf pads over to a spot that overlooks the wide valley. She stands listening.
She can tell it's a large pack with a dozen or more members. And they are not far away. Wolves defend their territory ferociously. They will kill if they spot an intruder. And She-Wolf's family is not welcome.
Daylight's fading, and far below, the headlights of a vehicle are moving along a winding road. There's a handful of buildings in the distance.
Unbeknown to her, the pack has just attacked a flock of sheep from the nearby village, and they are now being hunted down.
A man walking across loose, rocky ground. She-Wolf turns her head at the sound of the shots. She stands staring down into the valley. Presently, she's leading her cubs across a grassy meadow.
She-Wolf and her family have been caught up in the middle of a war zone.
They hurry on, moving quickly to get out of the open. Now She-Wolf is running full pelt, her cubs struggling to keep up with her. Two of the youngsters stumble in a shallow stream, but they keep running. Their mothers bounding over the exposed open terrain up ahead. The cubs run across boggy ground, and She-Wolf glances back at them. Now, gliding over the valley floor, which is thick with green trees. A river twisting its way into the distance. The cubs negotiate a jumble of boulders. Dark mountains on the horizon, then She-Wolf on a hillside, overlooking a wide river that's illuminated on both sides by the lights of a city. She's joined by her cubs. She-Wolf regards the city for a long time.
Trapped between the wolf pack and the hunters, she must continue into an alien world.
The cubs too look down at the bright network of lights spread out below. Next, the wolves are moving through the city itself.
They must cross the city streets when they are quieter.
They reach the river and stand looking at a bridge as a car drives over it. She-Wolf leads the youngsters across the bridge. There's no one in sight as they head towards the other side, where a large church dominates the buildings there. The sun rising over the city.
Since returning to Europe, many wolves have been seen on the streets of cities at night.
The she-wolf and her pack traipse past some stone buildings, then on into the forest wilderness once more. They're soon traveling across a high rocky plateau.
The pack has managed to cross the Ubai Valley. She's found a new and more peaceful territory, the Merkantur. This is a land without scent of man or dogs.
An ibex on a distant cliff, then a flock of birds flying over the valley.
It's a land of plenty. And there's food.
A large bird swooping overhead, a stag approaching a herd of deer, and rugged mountains stretching into the distance.
A sanctuary, her new home. Someone else is here.
The bird flies lower.
The bearded vulture. He has returned to the cliff where he was born, and he has started a family.
A nest on the cliff face.
She-wolf has succeeded in keeping her family alive. But winter is coming. She will need to find a mate to secure her pack's future. It's time for her to call out to other wolves. A call so powerful that it can be heard for dozens of kilometers.
She-wolf stands waiting for a response.
But tonight, there is no reply.
She pads slowly away from her clifftop vantage point. The crescent moon tracks across the sky. The wolf cubs listen as their mother returns to the same spot and calls out again. In time-lapse, clouds swirling over the valley. A stag and deer in silhouette. The cubs ascend a stony incline to join their mother. They gather round her, and having received no response, she walks back down again. Snow particles swirling through the air, then close on the eyes of She-Wolf. Now she's back at the vantage point and has resumed her howling. A solitary wolf is swimming across a lake.
Far away, a young male hears her call.
He bounds up a hillside.
They meet in the early hours.
They stand next to one another, their heads close together. Then they move off, the young male playfully running alongside She-Wolf. He nips gently at her face and leaps up at her. a map that charts the wolf's progress over large portions of Italy, Austria, Switzerland, and France.
In just 4 months, She-Wolf has traveled 1,300 kilometers. She left the Dolomites during the winter, crossed almost the entire range of the Alps, gave birth in the Mont Blanc Massif, then traveled south through the Durance Valley to finally settle in the Mercantour Wildlife Sanctuary. Several weeks later, a camera trap took these images. A wolf pack of 6 cubs and 2 adults. They are the alpha couple, and together they will raise the next generation of wolves in the French Alps.
In the 20th century, wolves nearly vanished from Europe, disappearing from France, Switzerland, Germany, and Austria. A few packs remained in the Italian Alps. In the 1980s, these wolves expanded their range, reclaiming ancient territories of their ancestors and forming new packs. Today, they can be found in all countries that border the Alps. Their number is slowly increasing. There is now an estimated 2,000 wolves living in these mountains.